Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Little Stevie Ray bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jenny Beth Martin is our guest, and she is the chairman of the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund, among other assignments that she has. Jenny Beth, how do we find you and your organizations online?
You can find me on, well, the best place to go is teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org. And I'm on social media, Jenny Beth M, although I've kind of taken a hiatus from Twitter, and I have not launched on many of the new platforms yet. I just decided I needed a little break from social media for a while.
Well, we're no longer posting on Twitter and Facebook because I don't want to support those platforms. I think they're dishonorable platforms. I don't think I think they're part of the problem. They're not part of the solution, and so we're not going to be posting on those anymore here. And even though we're publishers, we're swearing off of them. Hey, Jenny Beth, I wanted to get one more point on the reconciliation bill that you reported on earlier in the previous segment, and that is they've thrown in there the $15 minimum wage, national minimum wage. Tell me what that has to do with coronavirus.
What it has to do with coronavirus is an objective of the Democrats who control the House and the Senate and the White House. At this point, this is an important issue to them, even though it will hurt small businesses, and it's going to wind up hurting more people than it actually helps.
The CBO, Congressional Budget Office, said that it would lift 900,000 people above the poverty line, but would put 1.4 million people out of work. What do you think, how far down below the poverty line do you think they'll go? Isn't that fourth grade math, Jenny Beth?
It is fourth grade math, but apparently we know that Washington, D.C. likes fuzzy math anyway. They're not worried about the math.
I call
they just want the good talking point.
I call it kabuki math. That's what they like. So there's so many other things in this bill, folks, that have nothing to do. I've forgotten the number. Somebody gave me a number the other day of what a tiny percentage of this $1.9 trillion is actually addressing coronavirus, whether it be money or research for vaccines or whatever. It's going to the endowment of the arts. It's going to bail out blue states, things like that. And this is borrowed money that we're using, and they never let a crisis go to waste, do they?
They never let a crisis go to waste. It's $135 million to the National Endowment for the Arts, another $135 million to the National Endowment for Humanities, and $200 million for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Now, I think that libraries and the arts, these are important things, and when you've got a thriving economy, you take care of the arts. When schools are not open, when businesses are struggling, when businesses cannot be open at full capacity, the most important thing we can be doing is making sure we're getting businesses open so that they can get this economic engine going again.
And they're going to give a bunch of money to California, and California's sitting on a surplus. Folks, this just makes no sense. Jenny Beth, I want to change horses a little bit and talk about cancel culture. The Tea Party arguably were the first people to be canceled over the last decade. Would you agree with that?
I think that you're right. And because we were targeted by the IRS, and there was a chilling and silencing effect from them.
The Obama administration weaponized the IRS against you and other conservatives.
That is correct. And they did it against our organization, but they also were increasing the audits and questions asked of just people who donated to our organizations and organizations like us. And it has a chilling effect.
What do you think about this? What do you think about how the cancel culture has progressed and grown since then?
I think that it has It continues to grow. We have social media posts that are canceled. We have accounts that are canceled. We have people whose voices just disappear from the national dialogue because of what big tech is doing right now. We have people, friends of mine, who've lost their jobs because they have supported President Trump. And people who work in the administration who cannot, in the Trump administration, who cannot get jobs right now because Fortune 500 companies will not hire them. This is wrong. This is America where we're supposed to be able to disagree agreeably and to continue to go about our lives. And instead, what we're seeing from the cancel culture is you may not disagree, and if you do disagree, we will quash you.
How is this different from the communists? Practices in Russia and China. How is it different? Or Iran, the theocracy of Iran. How is this different from them?
I think it's very hard to argue that it's different in that we're not we're not jailing people, we're not killing people, we're not yet sending people to re-education camps.
This is
a slippery slope where it goes.
Tell that to what's the guy's name who did the video that exposed Hillary? I'm trying to say his name. They have put people in jail. Hey, Beth, good job. I need the website one more time, please.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Good job. Keep up the good work. Will you come back soon?
Sure will. Thank you so much.
See you next time. Jenny Beth Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.